All right, so welcome to your Wednesday, and I absolutely love Wednesdays, and I know you love it as well, because whenever I meet you in the streets, you tell me, oh, we love the Woman Crush Wednesday, and I'm talking men, women, everybody loves it, because it's a moment to just reflect on how hardworking some ladies are, and how trailblazing they are, and how amazing they are, and, you know, if ladies can do it, who are, you know, in many ways disenfranchised over history, that means anybody can do it, right? And today we have a very special lady with us. Got to see her, just a peek of her last Wednesday with Durban Tourism, because what she does is quite phenomenal. It's called scuba diving. Yes! Tamara MacArthur is a multiple award-winning business owner and entrepreneur and scuba instructor. Tamara is one of the only people in the country who can train scuba instructors as well. And she's in the 100 Club. What is the 100 Club, having traveled to over 100 countries and 7 continents. Yo, Tamara, how are you? It's so great to see you in studio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, good morning. Listen, you can watch us on Facebook Live, everybody. So if you want to hop onto Facebook, we are on East Coast Radio's Facebook Live. Welcome, welcome. How did you fall into scuba diving?
It's actually quite a funny story. I won a book prize when I was at school and didn't know what to do with the book prize money.
Yeah.
So my mom suggested to buy a book on fish.
Yeah.
Bought a book on fish. A couple of years later, I went and did an internship for scuba diving, and it was just a roller coaster ride from there. 11 months later, I qualified as a scuba diving instructor.
Wow.
Got bored in South Africa, believe it or not, and decided to start jet setting and travel the world. Went on a 5-year plan to see as much as I could in 5 years.
Yeah.
That ended up being 14 years later.
What? That is insane. And in those 14 years, over 100 countries.
Yeah.
7 continents.
All 7 continents. Yeah. Absolutely insane. I look back now and I'm like, wow, we.
Yeah.
And I love South Africa.
Yeah. And we're still the best.
Yes, you're still the best.
We're still the best. I love that. Now, in your travels, I know that you happen to be in Thailand in 2004, I think it was.
December 26th.
December 26th, when those awful, awful, awful tsunami waves took up most of that country and other countries as well. You were there.
Yeah, it was a day that changed my life forever. But for the positive.
Tell me about that.
I'll give you the long short story,
yes,
or the short long story.
Give it to me.
Went to work, normal day.
And you were working as a scuba instructor?
I was working at a scuba instructor in Phuket in Thailand.
Yeah.
The water was coming. I ran, not knowing why I ran. Trust me, when people say run, you run. And there was a tsunami. It is what it is. I don't remember seeing anyone struggle in the water. And I was just very grateful to be here, to be alive.
Yeah.
And I can remember vowing to myself that day that I will forever wake up happy in the morning, because you never know what's coming your way.
Yeah.
So you just have to be positive. And from there, I eventually came back. I came back 3 months later from South Africa, from Thailand to South Africa. And I got itchy feet and said to my mom, love you to bits, but I got to go.
Got to go. And where were you off to this time?
I went off to the Caribbean, started in Turks and Caicos, ran out of money in the Bahamas, ended up in Florida, and ended up working on a cruise line for 11 years.
Jeez. So you've been living in a suitcase.
Not anymore.
I
now have a house.
Now I have a dog. Okay, I love that. And now let's come to ScubaCo.
Yeah, so ScubaCo, we started 8 years ago.
Yes.
When I met my fiance, I decided to pack in the travels and I was going to settle down. We started ScubaCo, obviously, because I have a travel passion, scuba diving as well. And he's a boat captain or a skipper. And we started ScubaCo and it's just taken off. It's skyrocketed. I like to call us the boutique dive center located in Umkamas on the south coast. And I like to call us the business class of scuba diving.
Oh, talk to me about why we're the business class. Me, I love the business class. I'd rather turn right than turn left when I get into the plane.
Bless.
Left than right.
Yeah, I always say we're the business class of scuba diving because we focus on the small details. You know, after the dive, there's hot towels. We make muffins. There's tea and coffee.
Nice.
We have hot showers. You don't have to carry any of your scuba equipment. We take care of absolutely everything. You literally arrive, go scuba diving, come back, and we'll take care of the rest for you.
That is amazing. So you're on the South Coast, and what kind of fish and sharks do you get to
see? Oh, I'm glad you mentioned sharks.
Yeah, I kind
of
figured they're
there. We have a lot of sharks. Yes, we have a lot of sharks.
So what do we get to see when we come to Scuba
Cove? So year-round, we have the Ragatoo sharks, also known as the sand tiger sharks. We have bull sharks, the Zambezis. We have hammerhead sharks. We even have great whites.
What?
Yes, they've been seen quite frequently on Aliwal Shoal. It's absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
You'd think you'd swim in the opposite direction, but you just, wow, you're totally mesmerized. My favorite is the tiger sharks.
Okay. Why do they smile, or what's why are they your favorite?
Did you ever? There was a movie called Priscilla, Queen of the Deserts. I don't know if you ever
watched that
movie. There's a big bus.
Rory's going yes.
There's a big bus with streamers coming off of it. That's exactly what the tiger sharks look like, with the remoras swimming in unison.
I would be so petrified. I would.
You think
want
so?
To die.
But no, you wouldn't.
Wow! And do you do snorkeling for people like me?
We do shark snorkeling. Yes, believe it or not.
Okay.
So we take people out and take them snorkeling with the sharks.
Oh, that is so insane. Yeah. Look, I want to find out more about your experiences. Stay with me. I'm going to take a short break. We're going to find out more with Tamara. If you got any questions, 061-792-9495. I do have a voice note that just popped in, so I want to play it for you quick.
I'm getting goosies just listening to this conversation, Carol. I dive and I dive recreationally. I love it. I'm getting goosies in this conversation.
Oh.
Big up.
I love it. Big ups. Okay, we're going to talk more tomorrow. If you've got any questions, especially if you're a diver, if you enjoy that, scuba diving, anything, let us know. I'm so wanting to come and visit, right? I need to find out more about scuba diving, because you need to have a license to do
we'll
it, right?
Show you everything you need to know.
We're going to chat more next. Carol O'Forey. Hi, Facebook people. If you want to check us out, we are live in studio with our woman crush, and we're talking all things scuba diving, because she has her own scuba diving business called Scuba Co. on the south coast in Umkamas. I'm talking about the gorgeous Tamara MacArthur, who's just been schooling us off air about scuba diving. So I figure let's school them on air as well. School holidays are upon us. Friday, the school's closed. Parents are going to be wanting to do fun things with their kids. The weather's going to be clearing up. It's beautiful water weather. Scuba diving.
What better way to spend the holidays?
Right. Teach us. Like, I've never done it before. My kids are 4 and 9, for example. My husband can't swim, so we just mark him absent.
No, we can put him on a boat ride.
Okay, he'll eat sandwiches on the boat ride with a life jacket, and the rest of us will be in the waters. So what are the basics we need to know as a family if we want to come and do it? What are the basics? Who can do it? Who's allowed? Who's not?
So if you have absolutely no experience, we do have a couple of options. The first being a boat ride. So you can come out on with your family. So bring your husband along.
Right.
You can come out with the family and he can watch from the boat.
Okay.
There's an option for snorkeling as well with the sharks.
That's
so
me.
So we take you out. We'll put a snorkel instructor in the water with you.
Okay.
Shark specialist. They'll
so they won't see this big thigh and go juicy, juicy.
No, my ankles are a lot more tasty than your thighs.
Okay.
And then for the little bit more adventurous, if you've got absolutely no scuba diving experience and you wanted to give it a try, we do what we call a try dive, which is a one-day experience.
Okay.
We basically meet you in the morning. We teach you the basics of scuba diving, kit you out in the gear. We take you out to Aliwal Shoal with an instructor, pop you in the water, and you probably do about a 30-minute dive, 30 to 40-minute dives.
Wow.
And then come back. And then if you like it, you can then upgrade and do an open water course. So that's an international certification. It takes about 4 days.
Wow.
We teach you everything, and you've got a certificate that's valid for life. You can go diving anywhere in the world. For those of you that are listening that haven't dived for ages, we can do what we call a refresher.
Right.
So we basically take your scuba diving certification, we pop you back in the pool, remind you everything, and then we get you back on the road to scuba diving again. So it's absolutely fantastic. It's something that lasts a lifetime.
That's amazing. So when I come for the first time, I'll get my swim wetsuit there, I get my snorkel equipment,
absolutely everything. We give you a nice jacket called the BCD, we give you regulators, cylinders, mask, fins, absolutely everything.
Wow.
All you need to bring is your swimsuits or your cozy or your swimming costume.
And your great attitude for fun.
Exactly. And a sense of humor is definitely a must.
Right. Costing wise, what are we looking at if we want to plan a day out on the South Coast with you?
So our shark snorkels are 1,500.
Right.
Our shark watch, so if you just want to go on the boat to watch the sharks, that's $750.
Okay.
And And if you wanted to do one one-day experience, tri-dive is 2.5.
Wow.
And if you wanted to do the whole course,
yes,
that is 7,200. I stand corrected, but I think 7,200, and that's for absolutely everything.
So tell me, if I come for the shark watching, are there snacks that I can eat whilst I watch the sharks?
Oh, we bring snacks for the sharks.
Oh, so no snacks for me.
All right. On the boat, we do have apples, we do have water, we do have lollipops.
Do the sharks eat apples?
No, no.
Oh,
I was about to say. You, Carol.
Wow.
And then when we get back, we have freshly baked muffins, tea, coffee, hot showers.
I love it. Yes. Scuba Co is where we find you.
That's correct. Look for an orange fish.
Okay. .co.za. And on Instagram, I found you.
Yes.
So scubaco.co.za.
On Instagram, Scuba Co Diving. And then on Facebook, Scuba Co Diving and Travel.
Okay. I love it. You bought a business during COVID.
Yes, just after COVID, yeah, we realized that we needed to branch out because mm-hmm. My fiance and I had everything in one basket. Mm-hmm. So we actually bought a company called Feral Marine, okay, also based on the South Coast, and we build the 8-meter inflatables used for scuba diving.
Oh, wow.
And we
okay.
have a we have the dealership for Suzuki outboard engines based on the South Coast. So all the boating repairs, boat maintenance, new engines, new outboard engines, anything to do with scuba diving, boats, fishing, repairing, that's us.
Yeah. You do everything.
Bless.
Oh, Tamara, wow, it's been amazing meeting you. So tell me, it's Heritage Month. You work, I would call, an heritage site, right? This place where you're seeing all these sharks and all these fish and all this wildlife that is
yes.
so proudly ours, although they go to other countries on other days. But for now, when you're with us, you're proudly South African shark. So what do you say about heritage? What are your feelings around heritage in South Africa?
You know, Carol, I've quite literally traveled the world. As you mentioned earlier, 7 continents, over 100 countries. My heart beats to an African drum.
Yes.
Most definitely. I'm South African through and through. We have a beautiful country. There is so much to do, so much to explore. And quite literally, there's something to do absolutely every weekend. Mm. Aliwal Shoals listed in the top 10 dive sites in the world.
Woo!
So, you know,
mark me present.
For internationals as well, they come to South Africa specifically to dive Aliwal Shoal. And we should get more people out there, get more people out and about exploring on the weekends and doing stuff. Because we have a 2-hour province. Everything's 2 hours away in KZN.
I love that. I love it. And lastly, I ask all my ladies that come, your message of encouragement to women. You do so much. You're in the water all the time. You are looking at sharks every day and your life is busy. You've got a business. You are doing your things. What is your message? How do you put it together and how do you just keep yourself together?
You know what? Baby steps. Take one day at a time. Mm. Focus on yourself, focus on your family, and just be happy. Positive attracts positive. I was talking to Portia in the front this morning. Life is about the law of attraction. If you're a positive person, that will attract positive people.
Yeah.
And you know what? Don't give up. If you have a dream, put it out there and just carry on. Some days are hard, some days are good, but just wake up in the morning and be happy because you never know what's around the corner.
You never know what's around the corner. Tamara MacArthur, everybody, if Yay. You want to go scuba diving, she is the 5-star turn left to, how do they call it? Business class. You can see I don't fly often. Turn left for business class scuba diving with Tamara MacArthur and Scuba Co. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Instagram, Scuba Co. They've got an orange fish.
Yes, ma'am.
That's how you know it's them. And of course, holidays are upon us. Families, time to plan your holidays, your vibes, your things to do. And the weather's going to be very nice as we move forward. So do that. Tamara, thank you once again.
Thank you, Carol. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Thank
so
you
much
so
fun.
So much. Yay.
Carol Ofori, East Coast Radio.